Hitting 4 o'clock with Otis Redding from Otis Blue, and it appears I need to get a fresh copy of that. That one seems to have seen better days. Great song, Old Man Trouble. Joe Tex did Sugar Was Sweet As You from the Dial Years Greatest Hits. Good one, too. And start off with Rockpile, Dave Edmonds and Nick Lowe doing Pet You Hold You. I got that song going in my head today, and I couldn't remember if it was on what album it was on. And I finally dawned on me, yes, it was the Rockpile album. Sounded good, in the style of Joe Tex, I think. And they do cover If Sugar Was As Sweet As You on their album, too. Nice sounds there. It's 4 o'clock, so I'm going to tell you, this is KGLT Bozeman 91.9 FM. KGLZ East Helena 89.1 FM with translators K246 BA, Bozeman 97.1 FM, K220 KD, Big Sky 91.9 FM, K208 BX, Livingston 89.5 FM, K296 EF, Mammoth Hot Springs 107.1 FM, K213 AU, Big Timber at 98.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kglt.net. And that gets us around the world and nearby. I got a message from a friend of mine who lives in Sweden, Ed O'Neill. He's actually an expatriate, and he's a DJ too, and a big rock fan. He checked in and asked if our signal reached Shelby, Montana. I explained to him that's all the way at the other side of the state. And he said his brother lives up there, so I hope Ed's brothers managed to get on the stream today and say hi to Shelby, Montana. That's almost Canada. Can't go much farther north than Shelby. Sweetgrass, maybe. So, yeah, people are dialing up all over. And I think 2 weeks ago when we had guests there, their friends from Australia hoovered up all the bandwidth. So a couple of people told me they couldn't get on to the streaming. So we're looking forward to that day when our stream is unlimited, expanded, unlimited. It's within the realm of possibility. This has been a transition year for KGLT, and we're looking towards great things in the future. And getting into Big Sky was a first step. So world domination is still within our reach. And all this is made possible by general underwriters that include Dave Sushi, open every day, serving sushi and other Asian-inspired dishes, as well as beer, wine, and sake. Dave's Sushi, located off Main at 115 North Bozeman, or phone 556-1351. Scissor Bill Saloon, privately owned bar offering handcrafted burgers, cocktails, and local brews in the Big Sky Mountain Village. Open daily at noon. With food served until 9 p.m. Updates and information online at scissorbills.com or on Facebook. And, yeah, okay, I'll get back to that one. I have something to play.
Yeah.
I was digging around I was actually putting records away. I have to do that once in a while because they start piling up. And when I had guests, I couldn't really access the library. Things just piled up in corners. So I was putting singles away and came across this one. And there's a discussion about the other day asking, who is this? Who's on this record? It's accredited to the Rockfield Chorale, which would suggest it might have something to do with Dave Edmonds because he was a near permanent resident at Rockfield for many years. But there's no indication of that. And it's definitely not him singing either side. The other side's a Christmas song. But the guitar sure sound like Edmonds, so I don't know. I'm not going to bet money on it, but a nice little record. And a couple of people chimed in and said they also own this record and had no clue. So, well, going to spin it anyways. And I'm sure this is the first time I played this on the radio ever.
Says that he wants you back. Can't get enough of your love.
traveled a thousand miles. He follows you everywhere you go. There ain't any place you can hide. There ain't any place you can go. The man in the plastic mask says that he wants you back. Can't get enough of your love anymore. So come.
Oh,
Ah, that's the way it ends. That's the Man Band. An outtake from their album called On the Moon. It's called, on that record anyway, Mickey Buys Around, but it was never given an official title. One of my real regrets. I've gotten to make a lot of records, some of my own and some with other people. And once in a while, things just don't turn out the way I expect it. And that's one. I had really high hopes for that song. And when it came time to do some vocals, nobody had any idea. And the drummer tried, but I could see it was going nowhere. So we bagged it. And when I had about 5 minutes to spare, I mixed that song because I thought it was good enough to at least keep an archive of. And luckily I did, because when it came time to reissue that album or remaster it, they wanted some bonus tracks, and I dug through my stuff and found two choice tracks to give to the label. It made everybody happy to have something extra to show for your buck. And they made it sound really good too, so I'm very happy about that. But still, I wish they would have finished the song. And that's not going to happen now. They're all gone. Well, half of them are anyway. So we start off the Rockfield Chorale doing Plastic Mac. And I think that's Pete Dutton singing. He did a record with Dave Edmunds producing. And I think that's a voice on there. I couldn't be sure. But I'm going to ask around. We were Louie and the Lovers from their album Rise, title track. One of those great one-shot wonder bands from the, must be very late 60s. Great tune. What else is in there? Elvis Costello. Steve Miller, Baby's Calling Me Home. That's actually Boss Skaggs singing that one from the second album. Is that the first album? Children of the Future, that's the first album, right. And I found out my CD is no longer functioning correctly. It'll only play the first six songs. So I'll have to look into a replacement for that. Someday. Then Elvis Costello from his second album, you heard Night Rally. So I think they might have taken that off the U.S. version, right? Not positive, but I have that sneaking suspicion. And then, man, 423. Is it still raining out there? Doesn't look like it. Just looks gray. Fair enough. Just sitting here having a good time, actually. Spinning some records, talking to Jim, catching up. Have I done all these KJLT things yet? This one. This is coming up, too.
On Monday, September 16th, Blackfoot River Brewing in Helena will host the Friends of KJLT Community Pint Night. The Last Chance Public Radio Association will be there to greet you, too. A dollar of every pint sold will benefit the Friends of KGLT and support your alternative public radio station, KGLT, at 89.1 FM in Helena. Friends of KGLT will show up with as many DJs as we can muster. That's Monday, September 16th from 2 to 8 p.m. The Friends of KGLT at Blackfoot River Brewing in Helena.
And I hope to see you there. I got to check with Cord. He's usually our drive up there. See if he's willing to go up and haul some of us up. It's always a good time. And good beer in Helena, too. So it's a good time there. And always great to meet the listeners. And they're enthusiastic in Helena. What else? Yes, let me do this because there's one of these strange things on the schedule. The 4 o'clock underwriter for this hour includes Sister Bill Saloon, a privately owned bar offering handcrafted burgers, cocktails, and local brews in the Big Sky Mountain Village, open daily at noon with food served until 9 p.m. Updates and information online at sisterbills.com or on Facebook. There you go. And we're also this hour, 4 o'clock hour, supported by Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, a Hopzone IPA, and Gallatin Pale, Bozeman's original tasting room in the Northeast neighborhood at 504 North Broadway. Open 7 days a week. Yep. Okay, we'll leave it at that. I think I've got another set ready. Yeah, pulling out some old albums. Just getting in a mood, you know what? I've had guests a couple times this summer, and it's really fun. I enjoy having Jack Rabbit here yearly, and then having the unexpected surprise of having some Australians here. And it makes for a different sort of show. And then we did a big long circuit, went to Billings and Beartooth Pass and took them through the park. And once their jaws were picked up off the floor, we got back. But it's disorienting. And so coming back up to do a show, it's almost like the first time. So got a lot of different ideas, and this is one of them.
Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm, and I ain't never done no man no harm. Well, I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack. Well, I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack. Well, I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack with a 12-gauge shotgun at my back. Sitting over here on number 9. I'm sitting over here on number 9. Well, I'm sitting over here on number 9, and all I did was drink my wine. Rest of my life, I'm gonna be on this farm for my natural life. Well, I'm gonna be here for the rest of my life, and all I did was shoot my wife. I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm.
Thank you. I'll be leaving on that midnight train, and I'm crying. That's what I got to say. We'll be right back.
Dose of Mos Allison mostly there. The Who covering Young Man Blues from that's from the Kids Are Alright soundtrack, and I think that's the London Coliseum, and I think that's now on DVD, the whole show. In their prime, 71 or so. Yardbirds with Jeff Beck early on covering I'm Not Talking, that crazy Jeff Beck guitar solo on there. Just shows how good he was right out of the gate. Them doing the old standard Big Joe Williams song, Baby Please Don't Go. But it's sort of the same theme as Parchment Farm. Same idea, going to jail. And throwing that cotton in an 11-foot sack. Didn't sound like much fun to me. But yeah. Start off with Mose himself doing Parchment Farm from a collection called Mose Sings, which apparently is the vocal tracks from a few of his early albums compiled together, making for a really, really good album, those original versions. He re-recorded a lot of that stuff for Atlantic later, and probably for Columbia as well. But it's nice to go right back to the top. It's 4:42. Yep, this is KGLT. Ron Sanchez in the seat today, half awake on this rainy day. I've got to get my sleep back on track. Working on it though. I'll get it right soon.
The Clarkston Volunteer Fire Service presents their second annual Bigfoot Hunt and fundraiser Saturday, September 7th at Headwaters Ranch. The festivities begin at 5 p.m. with food, drinks, and a silent auction. The live auction begins at 7 p.m., followed by a Bigfoot Hunt for children and adults. All proceeds will provide necessary equipment upgrades for the Clarkston Volunteer Fire Service. The second annual Bigfoot Hunt and fundraiser, 5 p.m. Saturday, September 7th at Headwaters Ranch on Clarkston Road near Three Forks. Information on Facebook at Clarkston Fire Service.
Yep, and then they just have a big fire up there. There was a lot of smoke the other day, and it's coming from that direction. I think there are several fires burning on that windy day a couple of days back. That was Wednesday. Yeah. Sort of shocked to see smoke happening. We've done pretty well as far as fires. Hasn't been a bad fire season at all. There was a small fire in the park when we were there, but I don't think it got too far out of hand. And this rain will knock anything back now. Lucky us. The park was beautiful, green, lush, a lot of water in the rivers. And the buffalo's looking fat and sassy. It was a good time. A lot of tourists, though. A lot of tourists out. They do crazy things, as we know. So, shall I continue? Yeah, I don't think I have any other business. Jim Dixon was here 2 weeks ago, he pulled a lot of music to play. And we didn't get to all of it, of course. it's hard to ever play everything you want to hear, but this is one of them. I kept over a lot of the stuff we had pulled, and this is one of them. A song that's I have this album, but I can't say I've listened to it too much. But just checking it out, I think it's gonna be okay.
In the night, in the dark night, there's a light shines on me, and the lady of the lampshade lies by. In my mind, in constant mind, I am restless, yet sincere, and the lady of the lamp fears not.
Slender hips turning in my Memories they last. even though time it will pass. For memories are real when there is nothing more. Whenever you're bored and there's nothing to live for. He's lived far too long and there is nothing left. Visions of you, and he serves no more use than a book on the shelf.
That's a title track from the Beach Boys album Friends. And apparently that's what featured in the current Brian Wilson tour. Brian Wilson, all Jardine out together on the road with Brian's big band. And I saw an interview with Brian Wilson.